ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very important question, and that question is related to the day and the week we are currently passing through, because as you know, today, according to some narrations, today is, of course, this is based on the narrations of our brethren, the Ahlus Sunnah. Today marks the anniversary of the birth of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And according to Shiite narrations, in forthcoming days will be the birthday of the Prophet. And in between these two days, Muslims commemorate what we call the Week of Unity, in which we Muslims, we unite under the banner of the Prophet and the Holy Quran. And in this connection, the question we want to pose today is, what is the virtue of invoking blessings on the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his progeny, which is something that all Muslims do, even, you know, we do it, the Shiite do it, as well as the followers of the other schools of thought. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the verses of the Holy Quran and hadiths which have been narrated regarding this topic. In one beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: indeed, God and His angels bless the Prophet. O you who have faith, invoke blessings on him and invoke peace upon him in a worthy manner. So one of the virtues of this act is that we participate with God in this action of sending benedictions and blessings and peace upon the Holy Prophet. We participate with the God and the angels in this act. We become godly, we become angelic. This is one of the actions of God, one of the actions of the angels. So in doing this, we become similar to them. We become divine and angelic, right? This is one of the virtues of this act. In a hadith which has been narrated from the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's been reported that he said, "Wherever you may be, invoke blessings on me, for verily your blessings reach me." Your blessings, they reach me, right? So when we send blessings on the Prophet, when we ask God to bless him, to give peace to him, then God responds and he answers this prayer and he gives peace to the Prophet and he gives blessings to him. This is one of the effects and virtues of this noble act. Of course, this is something that returns to the Prophet himself. In one hadith, the Prophet alludes to what it does for us. The Prophet said, "The invocation of blessings on me is a light on the Sirat." The Sirat is a bridge that we will pass through in the hereafter. When we send blessings on the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the other world, at that time when we were to pass through that bridge, these blessings, they manifest in the form of a light, and we are able to see our path and walk and cross that bridge safely. Finally, the Prophet said, "Whoever invokes blessings on me, writing it on paper, the angels continue to seek forgiveness on his behalf as long as my name remains written on the paper." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of invoking blessings on the Prophet and his household in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.